Unit 7. My Favorite Things. Warm-up. Exercise A. Listen to the four conversations. Circle the word you hear in each one. 1.
Thank you so much for the flowers.
Do you like roses?
Yes, they're just perfect.
2.
Do you like my new sweater? I got it for my birthday.
Well, actually, I think your red sweater is prettier.
Don't tell anyone, but I agree with you.
3.
I love your new towels.
I do too. Pink is my favorite color.
4.
I think your dinnerware is really beautiful.
Thanks. It was a gift from my aunt and uncle. 5. Listen to the conversations again. Write the number of each conversation under the correct picture. 1.
Thank you so much for the flowers.
Do you like roses?
Yes, they're just perfect.
2.
Do you like my new sweater? I got it for my birthday.
Well, actually, I think your red sweater is prettier.
Don't tell anyone, but I agree with you.
3.
I love your new towels.
I do too. Pink is my favorite color.
4.
I think your dinnerware is really beautiful.
Thanks. It was a gift from my aunt and uncle. Conversation. Who are you buying presents for? Exercise A. Listen and answer the question. What gift did Isabel and James choose?
James, what do you think of this bowl?
It's nice, and it looks handmade. Who's it for?
My mom. She collects ceramics. Oh, look at this blue and white bowl. It's even prettier than that one.
You're right. This one has a nicer design.
Yes, I love the design, and the shape is beautiful, too. But I am worried about bringing a bowl like this home. It's heavy, and it might break.
It could be hard to get that home. Why don't you check out those tablecloths over there? Something like that would be a lot easier to put in your suitcase.
Oh, I don't think my mom would use a tablecloth like that. I want to find her something a little more elegant. Like those silver candlesticks.
Wow, those are nice. The price is pretty good, too. In fact, do you mind if I get the same thing for my mom?
Sure. They'll never know. My mom's in Chile and yours is in Canada.
Exercise B. Listen again and practice.
James, what do you think of this bowl?
It's nice, and it looks handmade. Who's it for?
My mom. She collects ceramics. Oh, look at this blue and white bowl. It's even prettier than that one.
You're right. This one has a nicer design.
Yes, I love the design, and the shape is beautiful, too. But I am worried about bringing a bowl like this home. It's heavy, and it might break.
It could be hard to get that home. Why don't you check out those tablecloths over there? Something like that would be a lot easier to put in your suitcase.
Oh, I don't think my mom would use a tablecloth like that. I want to find her something a little more elegant. Like those silver candlesticks.
Wow, those are nice. The price is pretty good, too. In fact, do you mind if I get the same thing for my mom?
Sure. They'll never know. My mom's in Chile and yours is in Canada.
Grammar in context. Giving and receiving gifts. Pronunciation. Exercise C. At the end of a question, the word for gets its full pronunciation. However, for usually sounds like fur
when it comes at the beginning or in the middle of a sentence. Listen and repeat these conversations.
1. Who is that gift for?
It's for you.
2.
Who did he buy a watch for?
For his brother. 3. Who are these flowers for?
They're for Margaret.
4.
What's Tom throwing a party for?
For Emma's birthday.
5. Grammar in context. Making comparisons. Exercise C. Listen. Circle the full form of each contraction you hear.
1. She's got such beautiful clothes. She's got such beautiful clothes. 2. They've got some nice wine glasses. They've got some nice wine glasses. 3. I've got a wonderful coffee maker. I've got a wonderful coffee maker. 4. He's got a compact car. He's got a compact car. 5. We've got 3 grown-up children. We've got 3 grown-up children. 6. You've got a very large microwave. You've got a very large microwave.
5. Listening in context. Focus strategy. Listening for the gist and specific information. Inferring information. First listening. Exercise A. Listen to the dialogue and complete the first 2 spaces on the gift tag.
So, what should we buy for Susan's housewarming this Saturday?
How about this dress here?
A dress for a housewarming party? No, Tom. We need to get her something for her new apartment.
Okay. What about these glasses?
She's got some glasses already. I bought them for her last week.
Well, she needs a vase for the living room. And this red one here is nice. But it's kind of expensive.
Look at this blue lamp. It's less expensive. It's only $30. And it's a better color for her living room, I think.
It's perfect. Let's get it. Hey, Anne, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe Susan is grown up and living in her own apartment now. Do you think she'll still visit us?
Of course she will.
Second listening. Exercise B. Listen again and complete the chart. Compare your answers with a partner.
So, what should we buy for Susan's housewarming this Saturday?
How about this dress here?
A dress for a housewarming party? No, Tom. We need to get her something for her new apartment.
Okay. What about these glasses?
She's got some glasses already. I bought them for her last week.
Well, she needs a vase for the living room. And this red one here is nice. But it's kind of expensive.
Look at this blue lamp. It's less expensive. It's only $30. And it's a better color for her living room, I think.
It's perfect. Let's get it. Hey, Anne, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe Susan is grown up and living in her own apartment now. Do you think she'll still visit us?
Of course she will.
Third listening. Exercise C. Listen one last time and complete the third space on the gift tag. How does this couple know Susan?
So, what should we buy for Susan's housewarming this Saturday?
How about this dress here?
A dress for a housewarming party? No, Tom. We need to get her something for her new apartment.
Okay. What about these glasses?
She's got some glasses already. I bought them for her last week.
Well, she needs a vase for the living room. And this red one here is nice. But it's kind of expensive.
Look at this blue lamp. It's less expensive. It's only $30. And it's a better color for her living room, I think.
It's perfect. Let's get it. Hey, Anne, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe Susan is grown up and living in her own apartment now. Do you think she'll still visit us?
Of course she will.
Unit 8. Do you have the time and the money? Warm-up. Exercise B. Lena and Alex are talking about their jobs. Listen for the answers to the questions below.
How do you like your new job at the movie theater?
Well, the work is interesting, but the boss makes me unhappy.
What's the problem?
He's always trying to save money. Watch the budget. That's all I hear. I wanted to spend $500 to advertise a new movie, and he said, make it $50.
$50? That's not much. What did you do?
I spent only $50. I have to keep him happy.
My boss is always worried about schedules. Every day she says, watch the clock, work faster. You can get more done if you try.
And do you do that?
Usually, but I'm really glad when the weekend comes.
I know what you mean.
Except that then I have to plan what we're doing on the weekend and figure out how to pay for everything.
You just can't win.
Conversation. It's time for a break. Exercise A. Listen and answer the question. What will Mike do if he can save money?
Hey, Ben, what's up?
I'm taking a break and getting some sun.
It must be nice to work from home.
Sure it is. I get to make my own schedule. But it does get a little quiet sometimes.
Well, you have some good neighbors to keep you company.
How's your job going, Mike?
I'm a little bored. I'm thinking about doing freelance web design, but I worry that if I work from home, it'll be hard to concentrate.
That's not a big problem for me. Some days I don't feel like working, but then I tell myself that writing is the job I love. If I don't make myself write, then I won't have any income.
If I can save some money, I think I might try to freelance.
Well, if my book does well, I'll be able to save some extra money, too. Then I can take a real break and go somewhere exciting.
Exercise B. Listen again and practice.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
I'm taking a break and getting some sun.
It must be nice to work from home.
Sure it is. I get to make my own schedule. But it does get a little quiet sometimes.
Well, you have some good neighbors to keep you company.
How's your job going, Mike?
I'm a little bored. I'm thinking about doing freelance web design, but I worry that if I work from home, it'll be hard to concentrate.
That's not a big problem for me. Some days I don't feel like working. But then I tell myself that writing is the job I love. If I don't make myself write, then I won't have any income.
If I can save some money, I think I might try to freelance.
Well, if my book does well, I'll be able to save some extra money, too. Then I can take a real break and go somewhere exciting.
Grammar in context. Talking about work. Listening. Exercise F. Listen to the conversations. Write make, makes, keep, or keeps in each blank. 1.
I'm a sales representative. I travel all over the world.
What do you sell?
Medical equipment, X-ray machines, and things like that.
Don't you get tired of traveling?
Not at all. I'm 65 years old, and I feel like I'm 25.
Lucky you.
Two.
I have to work overtime again tonight.
How late will you be working?
Until about 8. I work overtime almost every day.
Don't you hate working so late?
Not really. I make an extra $50 or $60 every week from overtime.
That's not bad.
Three.
I hope I can open the windows in my new office.
Don't all windows open?
No. In some offices with air conditioning, they don't let you open the windows. Ever.
Why is that a problem?
A lot of people have become ill because they don't have fresh air to breathe.
I didn't know that.
Four.
I'm a receptionist at B&D Manufacturing.
That must be an easy job. You just say hello to people and ask them who they want to see, right?
Well, there's more to it than that. We have 7 phone lines. Every day I answer at least 300 phone calls. The phone never stops ringing.
I didn't realize that.
Listening in context. Focus strategies. Listening for dates and times. Asking for clarification. Exercise A. Imagine that you are answering your voicemail messages at work. As you listen to each call, look at the schedule. Put a line through old plans and add new information.
Message 1.
Hi there, it's Bob. Can we change our meeting from this Monday to Wednesday the 6th at 11 o'clock? If this won't work, let me know a better day and time for you.
Message 2.
Hello, this is Mary Williams. I would like to make an appointment with you for Tuesday the 5th to talk about your company's website. Can we meet at 3:30?
Message 3.
Hello, this is Alan calling from Worldwide Travel about your trip to New York City. Your flight leaves on Friday the 8th at 11:30 and returns on Tuesday the 12th.
Message 4.
Hi, it's your brother Tommy. I'm going to be late meeting you tonight. If I finish work at 5 o'clock, I'll meet you for dinner at 5:30.
Message 5.
Hi, it's Linda. I can't meet you to talk about the budget on Monday the 4th. Let's talk on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock instead, okay?
Message 6.
Hello, this is Dr. Kim's office. We canceled your Thursday morning appointment at 8:30. Your new appointment is for Friday the 15th at 9:15. See you then.
Unit 9. A happy event. Warm-up. Exercise B. Listen. Circle the correct answer. 1.
Oh, Gina, isn't he handsome? He looks just like me.
He sure is good-looking, but I think he looks more like me.
You may be right, Gina.
Two.
Doesn't Sarah look wonderful? To think we waited 18 years for this.
We can certainly be proud of her. She's accomplished a lot.
And I know she'll do well at college next year.
Three.
Well, I'm glad this day is finally here.
I agree. With all the planning, Invitations, flowers, dresses, food. I thought Iris would go crazy.
Yes, but doesn't she look lovely? I know they'll be very happy together.
Conversation. These are pictures from my graduation. Exercise A. Listen and answer the question. What is Phil's news?
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Phil. What have you got there?
I brought my album for you to look at.
Photos. I love photos. Come on in.
These are the pictures from my graduation.
Are those your parents?
Yes. I was so glad they could make it. And this is my sister, the one in the flowered dress.
Oh, she's pretty, isn't she?
Annie, I also came by to tell you my news. I finally got a job.
Good for you, Phil.
Yes, but, Annie, the job is in New York, so I'll have to move there.
Oh, Phil, we'll miss you. But congratulations on the job. When do you have to be there?
Not for 2 more months.
That means we have time to plan a party and say goodbye properly.
Exercise B. Listen again and practice.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Phil. What have you got there?
I brought my album for you to look at.
Photos. I love photos. Come on in.
These are the pictures from my graduation.
Are those your parents?
Yes. I was so glad they could make it. And this is my sister, the one in the flowered dress.
Oh, she's pretty, isn't she?
Annie, I also came by to tell you my news. I finally got a job.
Good for you, Phil.
Yes, but, Annie, the job is in New York, so I'll have to move there.
Oh, Phil, we'll miss you. But congratulations on the job. When do you have to be there?
Not for 2 more months.
That means we have time to plan a party and say goodbye properly.
Vocabulary in context. Love. Exercise A. Listen and number the phrases in the correct order.
When a man and woman want to get to know each other, they often go on a first date. They might go to the movies or have dinner together at a restaurant. If they like each other, they may decide to go on more dates. After they have known each other for a few weeks or months, they may decide not to see each other anymore. Or they may discover they are falling in love. If they fall in love, they will want to be together all the time. At first, they may not be sure of their feelings. But if both people feel the same way for several months, they are usually ready to admit that they are in love. Then comes the question of marriage. Will they or won't they? When they promise each other that they will be married, they get engaged. The man often gives the woman a ring, and they tell their friends and family that they have gotten engaged. It usually takes several months to plan the wedding. Although in the United States it is traditional for the bride's parents to be in charge of the wedding, many couples today plan their own weddings. After the wedding ceremony, there is usually a reception. All the guests are invited to celebrate the wedding with food and drink and often dancing. After the reception, many couples go on a honeymoon, a trip that they take to celebrate their marriage. Today, however, some couples use their honeymoon money to buy furniture or other items they want to buy as they start life together.
Listening in context. Focus strategy. Predicting. First listening. Exercise A. Two friends are talking on the phone. You are going to hear one side of the conversation. Listen once and circle the answer T for true or F for false.
Hello? Hi, Jane. What's up? Some great news? What is it? Getting married? When? You're getting married in a month to Joe Morrison? Well, I know you're happy, but Jane, you just met him, and you still have one more year of college to finish. Well, I hope you get your degree. Why don't you and Joe wait a year to get married? Elope? Jane, I need to go. Okay, what is it?
Second listening. Exercise B. Now look at the conversation and complete Jane's responses. Compare your answers with a partner and then listen to the complete dialogue.
Hello?
Hi, David. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
I've got some great news.
Some great news? What is it?
I'm getting married.
Getting married? When?
Next month, to Joe Morrison.
You're getting married in a month to Joe Morrison?
Yes, I'm thrilled. Aren't you?
Well, I know you're happy, but Jane, you just met him, and you still have one more year of college to finish.
Don't worry, I'll get my degree.
Well, I hope you get your degree. Why don't you and Joe wait a year to get married?
But we're going to elope.
Elope? Jane, I need to go.
Wait, don't go. I have a question.
Okay, what is it?
Will you come to the wedding?
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎！
听啊，点啊！